again, we're discussing in its broadest contours now. It will be in greater detail way at the end of the year. Tana shetachu ba'aya and often over pass achi asikana b'fnim achi yislabein afilu he shall and who shall buchya pirish klicheres shemasik and tachta for often only b'chugos ain lo atel yadei and b'chutz. The simple pshat is that this buchya is you normally have the fire on the outside. This means the tachta, sounds like. Afal piken, you don't apply the principle of what we'll call in our language Kabbalah Kafpolto, and you have to catch it from the inside, not from the outside. It's caused great problems with respect to our ovens. Can you catch our ovens by putting it up to the highest? Let's just briefly review some of the considerations we mentioned yesterday. Number one, there's a machlokes gedolei aposkim how Liban works. It's going to come up again in a Chazara, hopefully even as early as Sunday. We talk about Cham Toso, Cham Kulo. And one of the considerations was, all right, even if it gets absorbed throughout, it's going to come out the same way as it went in. And the Ra'ah famously says, that's only true for Hagala. Because water, the way it works, it pulls things out. Polto, Mafut, Mars is himself, Polto. But the Libun is sorrowful Bimkomo. So you, even if it went in this way, but it doesn't come out that way. Because only it's very localized. It's like a laser beam. You know? All the new medicines, they give you a laser. It's very focused in one little place. It doesn't affect the other tissue. That's a famous, you hear about all the commercials for the laser treatment. So it's a Libun, it's like lasers. It only hits in a certain particular place. It doesn't affect the rest. So you're not going to pull the rest out. That's the Ra'ah, famous yourself. Yes?
Why don't you just do Libun over the whole
Yes, you are correct. We'll discuss this with the Shem a little bit on Sunday again. The case in the Gemara that we're just talking about is that there was a Libun, if you will, on part of it. If it's Libun on all of it, then you're right. But it wasn't done on all of it. So the question that becomes, A, our first point yesterday, do you apply Kabbalah Kafpolto to Libun? So this, the Prima Gana keeps saying, no. It's not an Indian of Plita. It's an Indian of Plata. It's an Indian of Sof Bim Komo. We found the Rashi Faket. Because Rashi, we have, I showed you two Rashis yesterday. Rashi in the Zohar and Haman Beis says Kabbalah Kakpolta by Libun as well. Even though Rashi in Ayavavim Alf says that Libun is Sorah B'mkomo. So apparently, it also works. At least if it doesn't work in terms of how should I say it, Makom, to go from place to place, but it should work in terms of temperature. So if it went in at 550, it should come out at 550. And that's what we came out. And we saw it. Did anyone do any more research on Rashi's family? We saw the Chumash Maimonides yesterday, which I would think they quote the Re, who tells you all the various, the Rebbetzins, the holy Rebbetzins, the three Rebbetzins referred to, three different Rebbetzins were referred to in that famous tshuva. You may recall that, I don't go into all those personality issues right now, but the Rogel B'chumras and all kind of stuff. But what came out of that tshuva, among other things, what you say, Kabbalah Kachpolto, in the context of Libun. And although they threw in a Terebola, that seemed to be an additional consideration. Not the main consideration. The one against is the Prima Gadim, as we said before. Prima Gadim says he has to have to burn it, and burning is burning. But we had our Rashi. Rashi seemed to be against the Prima Gadim. That's what we said. And then we quoted the Minchas Yitzchak. Minchas Yitzchak said, things sound good, but if the problem was a Shtin Shulchan Aruch and Or HaChaim Tov Nun Aleph Sif Yud Tes, about a rachas. Okay, you can't kasher it with Libun because it's made from wood. It's going to burn up. The question becomes: just say Kabbalah Kachpolta. So that's a problem. So why don't you say that? So if you look at the Beis Yosef, which we started looking at yesterday, he also says Kabbalah Kafpolta. He says so. So the question becomes, why can't you kasher it? So the pshat is, I think, as we saw, and it's found over here in this context as well, the context of kashering various items of cheres, it's afraid Shema Yochus Olav. Dilma Paki, the Gemara's expression in Masechta Pesachim. we can't trust you to do a proper kashering because you're afraid that the earthenware is going to break and therefore you're not going to do a good job. Perhaps we can apply the same thing over here to this particular case of a rachas. It's supposed to put up to a high temperature. We're afraid you're going to have rachmanis on it. Aye, but every single day you're putting it in, take out the bread, in and out, in and out. So number one, maybe you're afraid to leave it in there for a long time. You take bread in and out, it goes very quickly. But here you have to leave it in for a longer time to get to make sure it's heated up, at least as hot as it had become originally. And you're afraid you're going to not do that. And number two, when you have the bread on the rachas, called the spatula, the shovel, whatever you want, so the bread is a protective item, because the bread is not as hot as the fire itself. So it protects the wood from burning up. But now there's no bread, you just want to kasher, you're afraid it may burn up, you may not do a good job. That's what we had suggested. Now, at the end of the shiur, we mentioned the source of the prima gadim was another din in Shulchan Aruch, Tuf Nun Al, this is in Sif Tezvav. Talks about a kisui shel barzel, shemesimen also ala harara, shenefas agabe kira. So we show the Beis Yosef, also Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Maybe we should see that now again. Rabbosa, I think we have to see this inside, because otherwise we're going to not be able to see this. We'll just see things inside the text. It's always osios machimos, particularly since I didn't give Maramakomos on this particular topic, because it's only a sort of a... We're not seeing it in its full depth now. We're going to have to come back to these things in greater depth at the very end of the year. I'm not sure who's going to be here then, and what. It's a long time from now, so we have to go through it a little bit now. Yes, Moshe? I need two rules, basically. Yeah?
If you give the clicheres to somebody else to tell him to kosher
it, he'll be afraid to break it.
And say, don't be afraid to...
Don't be afraid. People are always afraid to break things. It's a good idea, you're saying. It makes logical sense. But the Chazal don't make any distinctions, and I can understand very well a person might even be more careful with someone else's clean than with his own. Yeah, I'd be guilty of breaking someone else's clean. Really, and people would be correctly so. Right? Imamon chavercha chavav alach kishalach. Your friend's money is also. Tur, see Tur Mefreshit? Tur, Beis Yosef. Aruch Chaim. Tov Tanal. Here on both sides, we're going to see thank you. Rabbi Yeruch about to say over here, what are the Rishonim? I believe he saw us a little bit yesterday. Let's see it again. Kisa shel barzel shemesimen al salarachas acharora shenefes apiachira. Rabbeinu Yeruchim, kosev b'shem atosis, shein sarach libun sheyoshuk liposo, elam mechamamo kemo shemesimen al salarachara kol hashanakula kiblu mehete. Oh, what do we call this in our language? Kibolo nu kachpolta, right? For chasavti b'simen zeh shedas rova poskim. So, some understood this to mean that the Beis Yosef, after he quotes the Rabbeinu Yeruchim who says Kavola Kapolto works for Libun, rejects it at the end of the day. That he rejects it. You need what we call Nitzotzos Nitzim, which is a higher level of Libun. But I thought that's snapshot. I thought that if you have Kabbalah Kachpolto, that's a high level. That's not just called Libun Kal, which works with respect to Hetera Bola. We saw that in Ayin Vav and Avodah Zarah. We spoke a lot about that back in Afayin, and we learned Sadi Gimel. I'm going to call your Master Gil Chavero, even though you normally require Kana Hetera Bola. That whole source is in Avodah Zarah and Vav. We saw yesterday. He Hetera Bola is Surah Bola. But Hetera Bola, it's enough to have a Gola, even though it went under the fire. So to Libun Kal, we'll get to it to explain a little more later, is some kind of a version which is the equivalent of Hagol. Fine. However, I thought the Pshat is as follows. The Beis Yosef says that most poskim say
that chametz is isurabala. The mechaber paskins in hilchos chametz, the chametz is isurabala, not a terabala. Chametz shmo ala, even though before Pesach it's mutter, but it's not the same as isurabala. It has a ter. A terabala is two cases. The Gemara's case of psar kachim, where right now it's kosher. What's shmo ala? Right now it's a kosher of carbon. Tomorrow it's going to become nosa. Or cholov. Cholov is right now heter. Tomorrow it's mitzvah basa. But chametz is trickier. Because chametz shmo'ol, we call it chametz today. Today is the middle of Teves. It's still called chametz. There's a chametz today, happens to be mutter, but it's still shmo'olav. It's a machlokes gedolei aposkim, where the chametz before Pesach is a surabala or a terabala. And the Beis Yosef is passing isurabala, if he doesn't like this kind of kula. And he also says, how do you make heksha libun? Okay, so how do you make heksha libun? Need a libun chamor. Need a libun chamor. No, so why don't you say over here Kabbalah Kachpolto? And the following suggestion. When you have this kisui we're talking about over here. Right? Kisui Shabaza. You put the charara. And the charara is on top of it. Listen carefully, please. When the charara is on top of it, I believe it's hotter than when it's not there. Why? Because when there's no charara, it's open to the air, in this case. It's a kisui, it's a covering. It's open to the air. So if there's a charara on top of it, a cookie, that keeps the heat in. In the case before, where you're putting a spatula into the oven, for carrot, the fact that it's bread there is cooler. Because bread, even if it's hot bread, is cooler than the fire of the oven. But over here, it's a kisui, open to the exposed to the elements, to the air, for carrot. There the charara is making it hotter. Now you put it in without a charara, it's not as hot as it used to be. That's what I thought. Then we spoke at the end of this year about the idea of our ovens, the promise of segel b'chutz. You want to put it to the highest, the fire is on the outside. So there are those who claim it's only true when it comes to earthenware. And our metal, our ovens are primarily metal. And there are other poskim who say that this is in fact the case. And I'd like to show you this a little bit, if I can, in the few different places I want to show it to you. Let's see what I can find over here. Let me put up, I can get Barilan Shimas, I can get over here. I go back here, where I go here. Yes? Where's Chuvis? This is Chuvis? Yeah. There you go. Avni Nezer. Baruch Haim. No. Eich lehagel ha-English ha-koch. What's the English ha-koch? English? Not English muffin. An English oven or something like that. Ki i'efsh lehanech ha-gecholem ba-asof. Tshuva. Pre-begodim. I like learning. It's an amazing introduction. Ki mat ma'at ashani roa ba-achronim. Pre-begodim is very short. I can't just figure it out like this. Lilmo Tovetz Li Yosef Begemara Verishonim. How do you like that? He calls him Gemara Psachim. This is very good for us. Zeh Seger Bifnim, Zeh Seger Bibachutz. Tehesek Shmir Bachutz, Eno Mol, Kemeshi Shtam Shabo Bifnim. Quotes the Shulchan Aruch Arav. Tehesek Chitzon, Eno Mol, Klauman HaTorah. Why? Shere Yisro Nishtam Bishvinivla Bipnim Yosekli. The Tzorach Laflito Gam Kein Derech Pnim Yosekli. To kibolo kachpolto. Notice again, he's using the words kibolo kachpolto by libun. Okay, but tanur and shesig mibifnim v'shtam shibol chametz bimuchutz l'chora eno mo l'seka shibifnim l'achshiva. Still the way around. No, that's only cheres. But the English kach shel matches shemislab en heitev hu atzma choshev eish. Typical Avnei Nezer quotes Hilchos Shabbos of all places. Kachelo shel matches is considered to be a fire. So therefore he's suggesting over here that If it's meant for metal, if you heat it from the other side, it's going to be fine. Ayah lashon ha-shulchan aruch harav, tzorach la-aflito gamken derech pnimiris ha-kli. He says, eish, tivo la-hamshin elev ha-blim ha-kli. Okay, and therefore it's not going to work. But the shach, paskins, tzorach b'mkomo, ken vare mahanik shu eish b'atzmo. Gam af noma demishum pleito, not burning b'mkomo. Shu eish vare nisvav ha-blia. Okay. Therefore, he says, one second, kasher libun, and afterwards, kasher with hagola with even melubon, loyan satera bola by chometz, all that require rov tashmisho. So, mahagola is going to work with klirishin, even melubon. That's how he answers the shuvah. This is a very important shuvah in Avinez. Yes, sir.
The one thing by libun that I don't understand about kabolo kachpolto is that. Where, like, I understand by Hagola, Kabbalah, Kachpoto, that the whatever is absorbed into the pie is going into the water, right? But where is whatever is absorbed into the oven going?
It's right. Like so according to the rod, it burns it in its place, and according to the other, it pulls it out into the air. Just pulls it out into the air.
Into the air?
Yeah. It's not so crazy. Pulls it to the
so
air.
So what's preventing that from, like, you know, resting or going back into the oven or resting in the oven?
It's not going to come in. That goes to the air. That itself is not so hard to understand. I also found, Rabosai, an important Dake Tshuva. Sin Kuf Chof Aleph Sif Kotten Mem Zayin. That if you're Matan B'chutz, at the very least, you should be considered a Liban Kal. At the very least, a Liban Kal. You'll tell me, what could a Liban Kal do? Mainly when it comes to kashering for Pesach, if you assume a Teira Bola, Liban Kal works. What about kashering an oven which is treif? They have a chap. The chap is as follows. We both have a very important chap. And this is a very major yisod. Our ovens, except we had a case yesterday, I don't know, that's a rarity. Generally speaking, the blia of non-kosher is not that the food touches the floor, but it's coming in through what we call zeo. Right? Zeo, leakage. It's very possible. When it comes to those kind of items, it's easier to kasher it. I'll tell you where I got it from. Mishnah Berurah. I read it to you from Siman Tov Samach Aleph Sifkot and Gimel. I read it to you. Tov Samach Aleph. Talk about making matzahs. He says over here, you have to put a new floor on the bottom of the oven. Says the Mishnah Berurah should be at least an etzba thick. Okay. What about the chametz habalua kibagago v'kirosav on the roof or on the walls? Who niflat ayde libun hashal heves? Okay. Okay. So over here, the Mishnah Berurah Tov Samach Aleph of Cotton Gimel says. When you heat the oven to bake the matzahs, then it works. Wait a minute. Shulchan Aruch himself said over here explicitly, Tov Samach Aleph Aleph, you have to have gecholim al pnei kol hakarka. You have to have mamish coals on the whole floor. And here he's saying, you put in fire to bake the matzahs, that's good enough. The answer is, how did it come in? On the floor, where you put the pizza on the floor of the oven, you have to mamish the best possible coals and everything. But when it only came in on the walls and on the ceiling, which is only through zeo, spillage, etc., for that, a lesser level would suffice. Would suffice. And if the Sefer HaGolas Kalin quotes from Rav Henkin Zichrono Livracha, that since in our ovens, the paliya is not from touching it, but only from zeo and spillage, you don't have to have the hottest, you know, nitzotus nitzim, it's enough to have even what they call a libun kal. That's what they say. So for these reasons, I believe it's possible to kasher an oven. And that's what I think. It's permissible. There is a problem, Rabosai. I want to tell you the problem. The problem is, din in Shulchan Aruch over here, in Siman Tov Nun Aleph, Sif Ches. Now we're going to read it to you because again, it was important to see the sources, and I'll show you the sources being added this time. We have? No, we don't have Shulchan Aruch. We only have. Let's get back to the Shulchan Aruch. Places. Here we are. Okay, what does it say over here? Very important. You saw it over here. What does it say? Oh. Let's see what it says over here. Tof Nun Aleph. Let's take a look in the. I'm trying to show you the. I'm not sure what the Mefarshim over here. Are the links over here. Here we are. Sorech Libun. We'll get back to the Shulchan Aruch in a minute. Fishenogas Barova Pomin Bacharara. The two reasons why certain things need libra. Because it touches. The old Shemizia Mehevela Charara Tur. Two reasons. There was Zeya from the steam of the Charara. Now we have spoken about it at some length. Zeya Ochlan. Here at first glance the case, Hevel Acharara. A Charara is a cookie. A cookie, right? So a cookie. So this is a serious matter. A serious matter. It calls it from the Torah. Okay? Now, what did the Torah say? I can't press Torah. It's not going to work for me. You had Torah before, did we not? Here?
The tab.
No. Yeah. Let me see what sif this is. Hold on, I want to make sure I got the right sif because
you don't need the right sif.
Don't
need
the whole sif. There is two. Okay, this is nice and big. Who can find this thing for me? This thing about the Charara is in the tour. Here we go. Kisu shel barzel shemesimin also al charora shenefes al akira yesh omim. What? Every word counts. Shafilu tagola eno tzarech. Why? Kevin shena also el chasos v'ena charora no gaspo. You don't even need anything. You don't have to cash it with water. Can you imagine that? Yeah, it covers bread. And you use a pesa without any kashering. Hey, v'nira li shetzarech libun. Why? In which case, it touches mamish, the cookie touches it. Va'od, shumezia mehemel acharara shetachto. And that va'od, what does that mean? What does it mean, va'od? What do the words mean? Based on the second answer, the Mogan Avraham seemed to say that you require libun because of the hazea of the charara. It's against what you just said. We just got through saying, all the times to Zeya, you don't need such a strong libun. Maybe it's enough to have libun kal against Hagala. It's against the Mefur Shadin in the tour. Can I suggest something, Chiddush? My Chiddush is, look what he said over here. Some say Yesh Omim Shafilo Hagala Eino Tzarech. Says he the tour, it's wrong. Why? You need libun. You know why? Kibero Pomim No Gaspo. And if it touches, it certainly requires libun. But old, let me make a shot. Another reason why it's not true that Hagolah ain't a tzarech, shemezia mehevel acharara shetachtav, in which case, you need the very least Hagolah. He didn't say, again, you need libun because the mezia mehevel acharara. He said, you need libun because it touches. And but old, it's another way to debunk the first through the yesh omim, shafilu agola in a tzara. That's not true, because mazir may have a charam shetachta. So at the very least, you need agola. That's my pshat in the Torah. Everyone follow me? So it is not against what we said before from the later poskim that said that for zeya comes into zeya, it's enough to have what we called a libun kal or a hagola based upon what I just read from Tov Samachal. It's not against anything. That's what I suggest. More than that, Rabbi Osai, the base mayor. I don't know if we have base mayor. This is, yeah.
So why did he put it at the end? Why did he put it at the beginning with the?
So the Nirali should tzarach libun. He said you don't even need hagol. I said you even need libun. That's the most drastic statement. Why? Because it touches. And you should also know the ode, even if it won't touch, it's mazia, it's still not going to have nothing. It's going to have what? At least I'm suggesting hagol. That's why I said it's a saleable shot. The base mayor says this case. What's the case? Kisui shel barzel shemesimin also al harara means. It's mamash so close. What's the riot so close? It touches. Bro, pumim no gospel. It's this. It's an inch away. So then there's some kind of a hevel from the charora. But if it's more than an inch away, perhaps not. So says the base mayor. So says the base mayor. More than that, the Mishnah Brura, when he quotes this, I'll share links. Oh, we'll have to get the Shulchan Aruch first. 1 second. Shulchan Aruch links. Please, Mr. Brewer. That's it. Mr. Brewer. Mr. Brewer said, "Cut and pay." Hey, quotes this discussion. Watch this. Watch what's going to happen now. Watch. Sarach Liban. Pisha Barov Hapamim Nogea Hakisui Beguf Hacharara Shetachta. And that's why you need a full Ibun. He left out the second reason in the tour. Why? You know why? Because according to that reason, you wouldn't need Ibun Chomer. You don't have to have a Gola. That's my suggestion. The tour was debating the other opinion, the Esh Omrim. Forgive the expression, the kitchen sink at him. Even the possibility of that's going to be require a hagola because of the zeah ha'ola, but the Mishnah Brewer is passing aloha l'maisa. Why should I even mention that? Go right to the chase. You need to leave the chomer. So it's his nitzin because it's actually touching. That's an explained shot. That's why Mishnah Brewer left the other reason out, because it won't achieve the same result. That's my shot. Kane nira. Okay. What is libun kal? This whole concept. Libun Kal. What exactly is it? What is Libun Kal? Where does it come from? What is it? So the poskim seem to say that Libun Kal is the equivalent of Agola, because even though Rabosai, it's not going to reach the height of the Tzotzos Nitzim, which is maybe, who knows, 700 degrees, the poskim say, but it will reach Yatzo Letisbo. It will reach Yatzo Letisbo. And there's sources for Libun Kal in, let's see, where can I find this? If I want to go back to various sources in Rishonim, I can show it here this way. Talmud and Mefarsha. Mefarsha Bavli.
Yeah.
That includes like the Rush and the Ran. Yeah. Rishonim and the Bavli. Right. Mordechai. Good. 1 second, please. Look at this. The numbers is here. Must see any numbers here? Tough nun ches. Look for tough samach. Good test. I got to the end, so obviously I went too far.
It's not so far from the end.
I know that, but I'm still not finding it. Where's the tough samach? Okay, so the other way?
Yeah.
Why can't I find it? Tough Salah. Here we go. Oh, watch this now. Omeri, here. Also, machlish a current tarpish, which what it is, a pan, malabain, or malbin, I should say, need libun, ashatosha kliposim. That's what I'm sharing in Avodah Zarah of yesterday. Omeri, also, shem buluos me irsu kagon hani sakinim shalom vachavim, osha nafalem chelev roseach, osterach libun in the shiwas kliposim. Shekli pasan ein overes blo libun godl. I will also blias heter. Gon shel cholov. Shet zwichel lab de lavas et achtem pashtide shel basar. O ibcha. O zein zwichel libun godl den ashiwa es klipa. El rak achte. Watch this now. Watch. Yad so let us bo mishne avareho. Yad is libun kal. Yad so let us on both sides. How do you check for that? Put your hand there. Afraid you burn your hand. Regam regilim lived up aydei nesinas kash olemi b'chutz liros in makash nisraf b'hochi sagi dimken shalat halibun me'eva le'ever afogav shlotoshik liposo u'mikom rom dai b'kach tekema de'a tera bola imken ein dai lehem b'hagolo imken, excuse me, dai lehem b'hagolo, and this is the equivalent of hagolo. Right when it comes to Psar Kotchim, it's enough to have a gola, even though it went in through the fire. And Baha, lo, gora, also libun, meha gola. But also libun, mafti, also meha gola. This is the whole concept, Rabbi Osai, of libun kal. Here's where it comes from. This is what we call in our language, libun kal, Rabbi Osai. This is the source for it. It's not found in Shas. It's a creation of the Rishonim, which is the equivalent of Agol. Yes, sir.
What's the simon?
Tough Samach. Here, look over here. Here starts Tough Samach Aleph.
Okay.
It was just at the end of Tough Samach. Yes, sir.
How are they able to just create a way to kasher?
A great question. How could the Rishonim make up something new? It doesn't say anything. There's no source in Shas. The answer is they decided it's the equivalent of Agol. It's the equivalent of Agol. That's what it says. So Yad Flav Ribachutz. That's what it says. Seems to me this is a major yisod in what we call Libun Kal. Again, I can't go into details right now. I want to discuss other matters today. I just want to show you, at least briefly, what some of the sources are. Fine. Now, it's interesting. I want to show you something earlier in this Tough Samach, which is quite remarkable. Oh, Omeriva, watch this now. He quotes the Gemara, Ad Kama, Achatosuk Liposim. Omeriva, the awesome Sakinim Atzrichim Libun, the Pirsha Benatam, Imishchizan Berichayim Shaleven, Daila Machakach Bahagola. Whoa, amazing! Amazing! A new arithmetic equation. What is it? Watch this now. Hashchaza v'richayim plus hagola equals libun. New math, Rabbi Osai. Where does it come from? Look inside. Look what it says. V'sha libun mo'el k'dei lahavir haklipa. V'ha'even ma'viras haklipa betuf. So what does that mean? He's saying the libun actually takes away the outer peel. The thin peel is mamash removed. Removed, doesn't exist. So what's hashchaza mean? You sharpen the knife, that always takes away a little peel. One knife against another. But there's maybe some stuff which is absorbed further in. Yeah, the stuff which is absorbed further in will come out through agola. That's quite an amazing concept over here in the Mordechai. I'm not saying we pass it that way, but this is found in a specific place. Here, take a look at both sides. Simon Kuf Ches Siv Gimel. Kuf Ches Siv Gimel. Kuf Ches Siv Gimel. We have one more point and then we go back to our other minyan. Just one more. Kuf Ches Siv Gimel. What does it say over here? It says, "Calls man the Ramo Shibas Yoma Lo Mahani Bo Hagola V'lo Klipa B'Kleumnus." He can't do Hagola and not Klipa, and the Shach Ed V'lo Hagola Acha Klipa. He passes against the Mordechai. The Mar the Dina Kli Shadashmisha Oidei Ha'ur. Then it's Bob Arachayim Tov Nunalav Sivdal Nisarach Libun. And this brilliant combination of the Mordechai, as brilliant as it is, we explain why it works. But Halach Alamayis and Shkwan Tadashach, it does not work. Keep that in mind. Narabosai, our final point. This comes up to what we just spoke about a little bit before. I'm going to get to it back again in the Chazara. So I want to discuss it right now. We paskin against the Mordechai. So the question now becomes, why is it that Hagolah doesn't work? That Hagolah doesn't work to kasha something which went in on the fire? Why not? Remember I showed you yesterday two Tzemach Tzedek? Remember I showed you that? Look at this. Tzemach Tzedek HaKadmon, Tzemach Tzedek Lubavitch. Let's try that. Tzemach Tzedek Lubavitch. We'll see what it says over there. Or HaChaim. Oh. What's something funny over here? Am I in the right place? See if it's the right thing here. Yes, it's about kasher. Watch. Let's find my bearings over here. The whole thing's not so long. Go slow. Bola kach polto. Mishtamish bekli ba'olo agabe ha'esh. Sorg shetia ha'koch. Gam ken ha'golo davka bekli sha'esh malach tachta. Kla ha'golo bi'odeinu ke bola kach polto. Right? And if it's... One second. A minute, please. Oh. You need Dibun Mamish. Quotes is Alta Rebbe. Adoni Aviz Kani. More about that's the Alta Lubavitch Rebbe. He refers to what he said over there. One second, please. Can't find this over here. Oh. Im Higil Kli Shetzarech Libun. What'd he do? Instead of using kashin with fire, he kashed it only with water. In the Shtash of Ba'ur, the Chulyama also. Second. Finding things here, one second. Oh, here it is. V'yesh lachko ma hachiluk ben b'liya ayidei ha'ur ayidei kli rishon. Look at this chakir. I'm also saying, l'babash ha'chakir. Im ayidei ha'ur ma b'liya yoser ba'omek ha'kli sheyesh loma ayidei ha'ur ma b'liya b'kulo ma shegan ayidei kli rishon. So why is it that it won't come out with water if it goes in on fire? Is it deeper in? No. The klirishim avliya ba'omek k'mar de'or. Rak ayadei or, watch this word. Mistabech What do you mean treder mistabich? What's mistabich? It's a modern Hebrew word. Not mistabich. Ah, what's it called? Involved. I guess it gets absorbed, involved. The godla habliya yoser. What's the gemara about a zara? Miskasha habliya besocho v'nidbekes bo v'kulo v'ein noach lifla b'hagala hashem alavno b'ur. Nafkamina. Look at this now. Very important. We just spoke about this very recently. In Bishal b'mayim v'efer ha'pogmin. Remember, we just discussed that. Can you put an efer, soap, to make it pogum? Im tim salom adai dei kli rishim mispashet atam b'kol ha'kli harei nifka makol. Mash'en ke'en l'tam echot rishim. Chayshina. Shere dei kli rishim lo nispashet atam b'kol ha'kli. So therefore, if it went in with fire, and you put in with a soap, it's not going to go b'kol ha'kli. Nachmina bishlo bo achakachai the iwi. Latam beis ish lesser, because it goes, latam out of tam alf. So therefore he thinks tam beis vare emes. The second reason is correct. Namely, not the one of the different levels of depth. No, the different levels of strength of absorption and involvement. Why? Kufchov beis hey, you have it in the green book, open it up. Mashma, tae de iwi asur. But he thinks the first time is also true. He quotes a crazy place, it's getting a little complicated for us. Sarihei, Sivdal, that's what we're talking about, Sarihei, about the soap. He has the kasha, the Torah says, Dulibun, what's the problem? Yagel ha-shbud b'mei efer, v'yifko matam, v'chakach yochol litzosbo, ki after yotza atam ha-beluah ho-hu povum, mei kora. He holds, the crazy place, ayde ha-gola mavliya ba-omek, kemo ayedei ho-ur. Dim lo came, ain mokum lukushios a cloud. Shrelo nifkam kola balua de hagola, because it only goes to the top level. Ukshiitzlboa de hoor, yotza tame obek mashal giha efer. That's what the Chavos Da says, and the Simon Sadi, hey, we even saw this. Bein's a klum. We'll come back to it when we do the chazar. Okay? So this is the achakira of the Lubavitch, the third Lubavitch Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek. What's pshat? Kibolo kachpolto, if it came in fire, it won't come out of water. Are there two different levels? We can split the pot in half, and it's a deeper level? Or no, it's not a question of splitting it in half. The involvement is stronger. It's not a question of different halves. We pass in halacha lemaaseh, Rabosai, that Hagola works through and through. We discussed it, we learned back at Sadi Beis. You can kasha from the inside to the outside, and that goes through and through. So there is no limitation on depth. Even the kula goes through and through. So therefore, it must be an issue of not depth, but rather involvement, if I may use that expression. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, this is what the second side is correct. It's just more involved. It's more involved. And that's a very, very important thing to know. Rabosai, how hot must the water be to do agola? How hot? Huh? Malarasicha. Let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch and see it inside in the Shulchan Aruch. Oh, I want to get to the next sentence. That's not going to help me. I go back here. I want tougher than base. Let's go here. Links. Go to the next one. Simon Plus. Look at that. Thank you. Tough Nun Beis, okay? Rabosai, this is a very short sinner, but it's on our syllabus. Ramos Sif Aleph. Ramos says, look at this. Chenemashe Kalim. One sec. Cheshlo Yachnes HaKalim Achi Yartichu HaMayim. Has to be boiling. So now, this is an important question. What does it say over here? It says, "Shelo yitzdarach lizorah shliyanuchu amayim erisichosim." What does that mean? It's before Pesach. You don't have to worry that's not going to settle down from its bubbling. That's what it says. Now, what does that mean? The Ramah says, Rabim Cholkim Israelahu, Ein Agolam Awelas Klum, Im Ein Amayim Roschim. He understood the Mechaber to say that before Pesach, it need not be Roschim. It need not be Roschim. So the Mishnah Brewer says, nah, you got it wrong. It's going to work. All right, magic. What's the Lama Shayar was meh. Watch this. What happened over here? So it has to be boiling all the time. All the time. What's the exception? Ki ain't derech lahagle rak koras v'kapel shemishtamish ha'idei irui debohem mahani ha'gola b'mayim shayad so let us from levad. If it came into irui, it's enough to have Yad Soledes bow. But, Rabbi Osai, the Ramon is in the Shulchan Aruch to say that that you don't need it. But is that really what the Shulchan Aruch meant? One second, please. I'm not finding what I'm looking for. Somebody, Mishnah Brewer, is going to say over here that the Ramah had the Mechaber wrong. Even the Mechaber himself agrees. Oh, Vov. Ho'achronim, Hikshu, Hesiwal Ramah. The Gamdas and Mechaber came who? Then Agola Moelas and the Beshoah Shamayim Roschim. No, he got it wrong. Does anybody argue? Does anybody say, where's my Shulchan Aruch? Does anybody say differently? Does anybody in the world say you don't need roschim? What does it say roschim? Does roschim mean not necessarily boiling? Watch this. Bir agura. Watch this. Bir agura, Rabbi Osai. Whoa. What's the loma? Kemashchaz a smack. Watch this. Lo mahani agola yatzal letus bo. Ela roschim shemala resicha. Right? The negative everyone says. Abol nire shegam roschim and tzara klal kodem shohei. The kaimel on yatzal letus bekli rishin. What's about that mean? Bekli rishin. Abol kan. He said lav la fuki shein yatzal letus. The Noki and Akol Mutter. Kibolo Kirisicha, Kachpolta Berisicha. That's what he says. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Beroschin. But Ha'emes Yaradarko says the Vilna Goin. Shepshada Shulchan Aruch, as the Beis Yosef said, you don't need Roschin. And he says over here, what does Roschin mean? It just means that's more than Yatzal Letus Bo. That's all. That's what Roschim means. The Vilna Gaon is the original pshat. As long as it's more than Yatzal Letus Bo, that's called Roschim. Aye, it says Roschim. Before Shu Gemara, Sochad Aflamen with Beis, it needs Roschim. Watch this. The Roschim of a Klirishin. The Yesh Litchos. Look at the Vilna Gaon saying. To Armina B'Shabbos. We do this. For Ilfus Bakhtera Shavira Mirusachim. The Gaon is suggesting it's never a requirement to have roschim. It's always enough to have yad soledes bo. Wow. The compromise is Rav Moshe Shita. The compromise is Rav Moshe Shita. And it's my last source here for today. We have to get to the other minyan. Igris Moshe. Yoredeya. Aleph. Oh. Rabbeinu is the following yourself. The reason we require roschim is because you never know how hot it is when it goes in. He's talking about kashing with steam. That's what he's talking about. Here we go. Watch this. Yeshazach shiroschim. That's just bubbling. Av sheshtavish shabohem rak b'chom shal yatzoleres. Shirak b'kuf ayin. Malo, what's what kuf ayin mean? 170? Wow. Tokei nogan l'chadchila. Shekol domer sheshtavish shabohem l'agila b'roschim. Av shemeetzem adin. Sagi kifi derech tashmishon. Goes in 170, goes out 170. We require boiling only as a chumra, because you never know how it is when it's going to go in. Rabosai, we have to stop now because I want to get to other minyanim. We had a little bit of an intro into some of the intricacies of Haggadah and Libun, again, starting with Sadi Zayin, Siv Beis, and then branching out. Okay, let's close our Gemaras, close our Shulchan Aruch. I have with me a kuntres, which we study for our occasion.